Hey, y'all, it's Jeremy, host of the Sports Medicine Broadcast. I really want to make sure that I thank the one person who has supported me more than anybody, my beautiful wife, Sarah, S-A-R-A-H. So my beautiful wife, Sarah, so her name is going to be the key to unlocking your chance to win the November gift certificate at sportshealth.com. Again, my beautiful, wonderful, lovely wife, Sarah. You got to make sure you spell it correctly. It has the H at the end, Sarah, with an H at the end. That's the key to unlocking sportshealth.com/SMB's giveaway for the Sports Medicine Broadcast. Make sure you check it out. Thanks. Ready? What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Sports Medicine Broadcast. We are live at the 61st Annual SWADA meeting in the convention hall. Noise has died down a little bit because it's lunchtime, so most of the people are out at the gallery eating lunch. We have Kim Jones and Roger Matei here. Both of them are dealing with AEDs, cardiac stuff. Kim is here representing Zachary, Living for Zachary. So when I saw these guys, I wanted to talk, and just because of the recent events that anybody that's following, you know, we had a kid die in May, just dropped out on the track. And then Roger was over there. He's representing cardiac science, and they just have some new AEDs coming out. And just talking about AEDs in general, and some of the stuff that they're doing to help out there. I know there's a lot of awareness with AEDs going on, but Kim, why don't you start us off talking about what is Living for Zachary?
So Living for Zachary is a nonprofit organization that raises awareness about sudden cardiac arrest in youth. And so our mission is to educate the public on what sudden cardiac arrest is, how it's becoming more rampant in the youth, or maybe it's just being, we're hearing about it more in the news. And we donate AEDs to youth-based organizations, and we also do youth heart screenings for kids 12 to 22.
All right. Roger, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we're going to come back and talk more about Kim.
Sure. I've had the pleasure of being in the AED industry now for the past 13 years, and I've really enjoyed working with various organizations like SWADA, as well as Living with Zachary, to help promote the awareness of AEDs and the deployment of devices. Doesn't matter what brand it is, they all are good devices, they all do save lives. So that's what we're here today to promote.
Can you hear him?
So that's what we're here to promote, is the awareness of AEDs and the deployment of devices in schools.
Better. So you just have to, because it's so noisy, you have to be a little bit closer.
Okay.
You're not as quite as loud as Kim. All right, so the guy we had this morning, Scott Saylor, president of NATA, I mean, he was loud and clear, so it was good. It was good. So let's talk a little bit more about what's the background of Living for Zachary, and who is Zachary?
So Zachary was 16 years old. He was a football player at Plano East High School in Plano, Texas, and he was running drills in their indoor practice facility. He collapsed during practice. An AED was administered and also CPR. However, he did not survive. He had hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, which is an enlarged heart muscle. And so after he collapsed, Karen Schroff started Living for Zachary to raise awareness so that another child would not die due to the same thing.
All right. So it's kind of this, not the same thing, but it's real similar. We had a off-season athlete. So they played the whole season of basketball, off-season basketball athlete, running out on the track. Cool, you know, relatively cool day, especially for Houston in May. It was probably in the 70s or 80s, so it wasn't something strenuous. Just running out there, kid turned around after he finished his, you know, 40-yard sprint, turned around and just fell down. We did CPR, we used the AED, the ambulance was there quickly, and that was it. I mean,
yeah. So that's what they call sudden cardiac arrest, the silent killer. Sometimes there are no signs or symptoms leading up into someone's first and last episode. And so it's really good to know the warning signs of SCA, especially for a parent, and then for the kids to feel comfortable to tell their parent, like, hey, my heart is racing, or I'm feeling shortness of breath, and kind of knowing those signs so that you can tell your parents so that they could get something or take you to the doctor to get something checked out.
All right, so what are some of the tips or some of the things that you guys do tell kids? You know, obviously you just said the heart is racing, or I'm shortness of breath, but what is some of the other stuff you do to educate athletic trainers or parents or things like that?
Right. So as a part of our AED program, we donate an AED to a school. But we also provide CPR and AED training. So that's so very important for anybody to know, not only athletic trainers, but it's also for parents, I mean students themselves, so that they could help anyone that could fall to sudden cardiac arrest.
And so something that we've done at Pasadena High School for the last 2 years is we've done a mass CPR training. So almost all of the freshmen last year got trained in CPR, and the year before as well. And so that's something, you know, that's 700 kids. So right now at Pasadena High School, there's over 1,400 kids that are at least trained. They're not experts. They're not certified. They're at least trained from American Heart Association and CPR. And so just in knowing that, it's pretty cool. So how are you guys working that, the training, as far as offering that to schools, to coaches, to athletes?
So we basically, during the month of June is National CPR and AED Awareness Month, and so we go out into the community in our neighboring cities, and we offer massive classes to certify people. However, we would love to do it on a larger scale, but we just basically service the North Texas area, and so we just feel that it's very important not to only to donate an AED, but to actually instruct people on how to use it.
Right. And so, yeah, one of the grants we actually got, we use the Zoll AED, so the practice ones. And it's so different when the kids use the practice AED versus whenever they just, when I say, all right, put your hands where the pads go, all right, just pretend to press the button, when they actually hear, oh, it's telling me what to do, it's telling me to
correct.
Do this. So it's hugely different to hear the practice AED and to have an idea of what to do. So, Roger, let's talk a little bit more about why you're involved in the program. Make sure you get up close to the mic. And then some of the stuff that you guys have done, some of the ways you've been involved.
Sure. Back in 2007, the state of Texas mandated that every school campus have portable defibrillators. What we've come to recognize is that just because you have them doesn't mean that everybody's aware that you have them. So coming to conferences like SWATA, to go into school campuses or school nurses conferences or principal conferences, to make awareness fully rampant across the entire campus, from students to support staff to your medical clinicians like yourselves as medical athletic trainers or your nurses. It's paramount that on a campus more than athletic trainers or nurses are aware of the devices or how they function and operate. That's why Kim and I are out here just promoting how easy they are to use and how to make it aware to your general public and your students, your entire faculty, staff, and parents that you have these life-saving devices on the campus, and they are being used, and they are saving lives here in the state of Texas.
All right, so, you know, obviously here at SWATA, athletic trainers, we were required to be trained to first aid CPR and AED. So what is your goal? What is your what's the best way that you've been effective at a meeting to where you would seem to be preaching to the choir, because we're not raising awareness because we know how to use it.
Right.
So how are you guys working that, and how can we help in promoting that thing as well? So
in Zachary's instance, when he collapsed in the indoor practice facility, the trainer had to run all the way to the athletic trainer's office and bring the AED back. Mm-hmm. And so when the time lapsed, it was about 6 or 7 minutes before they could get the AED back to Zachary and deploy a shock. And so we definitely preached the American Heart Association kind of like thought of, you have 3 minutes to administer a shock from the time somebody falls to sudden cardiac arrest, and then to deploy the AED. So although you know how to use an AED and perform CPR, we are asking you, do you have enough AEDs on your campus that you could go and get it and deploy it within 3 minutes?
All right, so after this kid died, in May, I think we ordered two more for the campus, you know, as a kind of reaction.
Right.
They did that. But they've also found that some of them, they were in a closet, not even mounted in the deal. So it's really terrible that causes action. But what are some of the things that I can do as an athletic trainer to better prepare my school? Because, you know, our gym is a detached part of the school. Our practice facility is across the street. And so what are some of the things that I can better do to prepare for the AED? I know you don't know my facility.
Yeah.
But
I think it's so important, like, no matter if you're in a training facility, if you're walking into an airport, into a mall, into a school, to know where an AED is. So that if you and your kids were the only people in the practice facility, you could say, hey, you, Roger, go get the AED. And they know where exactly to go to grab it and bring it back to you. Because it would be tragic if your students had no idea where it was placed and they couldn't help you in that moment.
Right.
The message I'm delivering today is, what if it's the trainer that drops? Does everyone else on that field or court know where to get the device to save the trainer who was there to actually save the participant's life?
So what do you feel like you're doing to help encourage people to know?
Well, we actually just introduced a brand new product about 2 months ago, and we're showcasing that. All of the devices are relatively easy to use. They're all very safe and extremely effective. So it comes down, once again, to awareness. As you know, all the clinicians in here can use the devices. We're encouraging you to bring the message back to your entire faculty and staff and your student body that you have these devices and where they are, to assure that incidents like what has happened to Kim and her family, or to the incident that maybe happened down in Pasadena. I don't know if time became an issue in survival, but time is a critical factor. So if we can reduce the drop to shock time and keep that within 3 minutes, we're going to bring survival rates to roughly 70%.
So 3 minutes is the key.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. I know that, again, like I said, it's across the street, so coaches were there. They were standing there. Kid dropped. They call. One of us runs over there. I'm dealing with my sports medicine course, and then he calls me. So I don't think it was within three minutes, but, you know, we do have a plan and effective. But one of the things also I've been discussing with somebody is having every teacher in the school certified in, or at least trained in CPR, because of exactly what you're saying is, if somebody's in the far end of the front building, it's going to take me 3 minutes to get there. And then I have to realize, hey, they, you know, I got to do CPR. Somebody else go run down to the nurse office and get the AED. And so I think just working on an entire campus plan is going to benefit our area a whole lot better.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kim.
I think an emergency action plan, like you were saying, would be key. And just like we are trained in school, like for a fire drill or to get under your desk if there's an earthquake, then practicing, you know, if somebody was to collapse, you know, what are the steps that you would take afterwards? And actually, you know, walking through that with coaches and the kids and the teachers would be highly beneficial.
We're all very familiar with the incidents of gun violence on campuses. Schools now have lockdown drills. You also continue to have fire drills. I ask all of you, the listening audience, when was the last time you had an AED drill and practiced the survival of a patient who's dropped to cardiac arrest?
Now, do you guys feel that a better audience might be nurses? Because they're the ones, like, in the school. I'm just curious.
Yeah. I think it's so important for anyone to learn, because it could happen in your home, so your kids would need to know. I think it could happen if you were at a gas station walking down the street. So I feel like although we turn to clinicians and people in the medical industry to provide this type of to provide the CPR and to administer an AED, I think we're all responsible for educating ourselves and being able to provide that.
We've made it a goal in our industry to continue to bring to the forefront products that can be used by non-medical clinicians to respond to save lives. And it is happening across our country. We're saving lives on a daily basis by lay responders, as long as they know where the device is and the device is working, and then they're all very simple to use. So with that formula, we're destined for success. It's just awareness now.
I know fellow athletic trainer Mike Hopper, he works at Bishop Lynch High School right now. And I think he said they have like 6 or 7 AEDs. You know, he's a pretty big proponent of being prepared, EAP and that kind of stuff. But you said you guys service North Dallas, North Texas area. What if somebody in Corpus Christi, what if somebody in Oklahoma, what if somebody in Louisiana, or, you know, I have listeners in Tennessee, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They wanted to find out more or to be to get something like that. I mean, I imagine Cardiac Science is a national organization.
Sure. We're an international provider of AEDs.
All right. So, Kim, do you have any other recommended organizations for other areas, or is there any sort of national organization for this?
Not that I know of. Right now, we service our AED program services the entire state of Texas, but our heart screening program services the North Texas area. So maybe Roger can speak more to that.
Like I said, we sell globally, as do most of the other manufacturers. All of us can be looked up on the internet, and if you want somebody to come out and visit you, visit your school, look at your layout of your campus to assist you in placement, things like that, most of the manufacturers are more than happy to come and support you.
All right. So if we want to get a hold of Cardiac Science, how do we do that?
Sure. CardiacScience.com.
CardiacScience.com. That easy, huh?
That easy.
All right, Kim?
We can be found at living4zachary.org.
Your shirt says F-O-R. Is that the same?
You can find it both ways, but
okay.
It should have said four.
All right. All right, got it. Make sure we're on the same page. All right. Well, hey, guys, thanks for joining me on this Sports Medicine broadcast as we help hopefully keep people from having a situation like mine or yours, where you have a kid drop out, and we can reduce that 3-minute window. You know, sometimes it just happens.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
But being prepared and having a plan and continuing to talk about it is going to benefit everybody in my profession and in yours. So thank you.
Yeah,
thank you all very much for what y'all are doing. Thank you.